He's the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
We are welcoming Dr. Bradley Bush, who's going to join us to link allergies and depression. And a lot of people, as depression is increasing ever more and ever more, and especially in our children, we're trying to find underlying causes. When we're looking at the American Psychiatric Association, when we're looking at those groups, they've been very clear that pharmaceutical options in the future are going to be very limited. There are no new classes of pharmaceuticals for depression that are being worked on, and basically they're sort of throwing their hands up in the air hoping research will get something to, pop, and it doesn't seem to be happening. So we're going to have to look other places for the underlying causes of depression, including allergy. Now we have an expert, Dr. Bradley Bush, who received his naturopathic degree from the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in 2000 and is currently the Director of Clinician Affairs for neuroscience. His focus has been on, get this, addressing gastrointestinal and HPA axis disturbances, in addition to nutritional deficiencies, as his cornerstone of patient care. He is also an author. Dr. Bush writes the books that other future doctors study in order to pass their boards. Dr. Bush, welcome. And what about this allergy depression link?
Well, thank you, Decker, for having me on your show. And, you know, it's interesting because it always starts with observations. And many people have observed that the number of suicides increase during the springtime. And so there have been some researchers. In 2008, researchers at the University of Maryland kind of reported that they had seen a large uptick in suicides in people who are depressed during the spring months. And so a Finnish study looked at the link between allergies and depression, and they found that women are much more affected with depression if they have allergies. And so with these observations, of course, there's lots of bioscience and neuroscience behind them, but I'll tell you right here, you know, when you have allergies, you get more chronic inflammation. And Decker, mm-hmm. You know what happens with chronic inflammation and people's mood, right?
Yeah.
When someone's inflamed, when they're allergic, what do they feel like? I mean, what do you feel like if you have allergies? You feel grumpy. You feel fatigued. You get headaches. You get sleep issues. Mm-hmm. And that's all tied into how inflammation increases certain cytokines. And these cytokines are little molecules in the immune system, and they lead to actually causing less serotonin being produced in the body.
So there's a mechanism, is it, of lower serotonin during allergy season, and is that mechanism a theory? Is this accepted out there? Is this radical science? Is this something that is a doctor of integrative medicine that I should be looking at directly and immediately initiating therapies when people go into the spring? Or are we just sort of guessing on this?
Well, that's interesting. It's funny because it's actually steeped in hard science. And there's been a number of studies that actually have identified the root cause behind this. It all stems behind this enzyme that converts your precursor to serotonin. And if you have inflammation, the enzyme, instead of moving your precursor, your tryptophan amino acid, into the serotonin pathway, it converts into a different pathway, a divergent pathway, that leads to actually more inflammation and oxidative stress. This indolamine 2,3 dioxygenase pathway. And it's been kindly called the tryptophan steal. So that when you have inflammation, your tryptophan's stolen from you because it doesn't get converted into serotonin, and it gets pushed into this alternative pathway, which actually worsens the situation.
Is that the NMDA receptor that it fires up?
It does.
Okay. Listeners, sorry to go into the hard science there, but the point of that was is that this isn't guesswork. that seasonal allergy disorder is a disorder that is more than just sneezing and runny nose, and people are having very serious problems with it, with depression and statistically higher suicide rates. And what I'm hearing, Dr. Bradley Bush, I'm hearing that even a higher amount of suicides. Now, is histamine, because we all know histamine, right? Histamine's the thing that makes your eyes water and you sneeze. Is histamine part of this depression allergy mix?
It's not a direct part of it, although if you have an allergy, you're going to have more histamine around circulating. And so you can correlate it to where you have more circulating histamine, you'll have more inflammation, which means you'll have less serotonin and possibly more depression. And it's interesting because, once again, we always look at, you know, in the research and with these discussions, you look at the most extreme cases. There's a lot more suicides that happen during allergy season. But, you know, what about all those people who are allergic to different foods? And they may be fully allergic with a huge anaphylactic reaction, or they might be on a different spectrum and just be sensitive and just lead to inflammation. And so, of course, you know, how many patients have you seen that have gone on an Atkins diet and they removed all these different grains caused inflammation in them, reduced the amount of dairy they've eaten, and all of a sudden they say, wow, I used to have a depression, but I don't have it anymore. I feel great. You know, and it's not the magic of eating bacon all the time, which a lot of Atkins patients do, and they swear that bacon's their savior, but no.
They're nitrile deficient, right?
Yeah. Exactly. But it's that reduction of the root cause, like whatever causes them inflammation, if you remove it, all of a sudden, the biochemistry works better, and this is in full evidence there.
So, depression's an inflammatory disease?
You know, it's interesting. Depression is a result of chronic inflammation, and it's well known in the literature that those two are intimately linked, and most psychiatrists have been made well aware of it, and that's why many very good psychiatrists, I mean, a large number of psychiatrists, are now recommending common sense anti-inflammatory approaches to most people with psychiatric issues. And I mean, there's enough study that shows that fish oil in large doses can help someone who has depression. And guess what? There's no bad side effect.
Right. Yeah.
And as a cardiologist, you know, there's nothing wrong with taking some fish oil every day to help the body.
Well, yeah, and it's just that broad spectrum anti-inflammatory effect. Now, if I have listeners out there that are saying, you know what, during allergy season, my mood has dropped, should they consider a nutritional supplement like a 5-HTP? Should they consider going to their psychiatrist and going on Prozac during allergy season? You're also a clinician, Dr. Bush. How would you approach that to a patient?
Well, there's a number of ways of going about it. Obviously, the best thing is to seek help and not just try and treat yourself. Number two, it's always best to maybe have some physical evidence that this is an issue for you. With my patients, I do a simple urinary neurotransmitter test to measure the amount of serotonin in the body. And if it's low, I'll correct it by giving a precursor like a 5-HTP.
In this case, you wouldn't give tryptophan, you'd give 5-HTP, right, because of that enzyme?
Exactly. Okay. L-tryptophan is only going to lead down the wrong pathway if you have the inflammation. So you want to take some good, a nice common sense anti-inflammatory approach, which should be both supplementation, but also lifestyle change, which includes diet and exercise modifications.
Okay, well, we are out of time for the segment. This has been Dr. Bradley Bush. We have talked about the allergy-depression link. And what we're talking about is going into season, that allergy is bringing down the serotonin. Go to your doctor, demand a urine neurotransmitter test, and look at supplementing possibly 5-HTP to get you through that allergy season. Dr. Bush, thank you.